Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Right now, though, with 126 children with special needs, special educational needs, without a school, according to the Ombudsman for Children's Office, and as I am CEO Adam Harris saying that a lack of forward planning by successive governments has played a role in allowing this situation to develop, we're joined by new Minister of State at the Department of Education and Youth with special responsibility for special education and inclusion, Michael Moynihan. And Minister, you're welcome to the programme and congratulations on your appointment.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. A role that I'm eagerly looking forward to. I suppose I have given, I have some lived experience, and I have indeed, in the last Dáil, I chaired the Disability Matters Committee, and we did a powerful lot of work there to shine a light on it. And over the years that I've been in the Oireachtas, I chaired the Education Committee as well. But I suppose 'tis the experience that I've had in meeting families, kids, and schools over the years that I bring huge passion to the role, and I sincerely hope that there's an awful lot of challenges ahead, an awful lot of difficulties, and I'm passionate about it. And if passion will be able to change stuff, I think I really would like to, we've met earlier this week with a number of the senior officials in the department, who briefed me on the issues that were there, the challenges, and indeed the work that has been done over the last number of years. I suppose special education has developed an awful lot over the last, particularly 5 or 6 years, where we've over doubled the special classes, but we are not meeting the demand. And yeah. When you meet families, particularly at primary school. And a lot of the special classes have developed in primary school, but then going on to second level education. And I have met many families personally known to me. And when the school is closing, the primary school is closing on the last week of June, they don't know where their kid is going the first week of September.
Michael, we've spoken to many of those families over the last couple of years on this programme. And as you say, it is so, so stressful for them. And indeed, many of them find themselves in September with no school for their child to go to. And I mentioned those figures from the Ombudsman for Children's Office, 126 children at the moment with special educational needs without a school. What is going to be done about that to address that in this government?
Well, I suppose we have put at the very centre of government, disabilities, and a huge spotlight was put on disabilities in the last Dáil. And I think that those who worked with me in the Disability Matters Committee contributed to that, because we put politics aside and we want to work on it. And there's going to be a special unit within overall of government that the whole of government looks at people with disabilities and how we can make the lives better for them from the cradle right through the grave. Mm. And, if you look at the figures that are there, there are extra special schools coming in place in Cork, Dublin. There's two in Dublin, Monaghan and Tipperary this year alone. But there, it won't be able to meet the demand that's there. And the 126 cases, a lot of them that I would have been talking to those families over the last number of years, because we would be trying to help and try to guide and try to help them.
Okay, so you're saying the new schools that are planned coming online, they're not there yet, but even when they come online, they won't be able to meet the demand?
Well, I think that we need to expand greatly the amount of special schools that are being built. Going back 20 years ago, there was a new special school built in Charterfield for 1.5. It was 1.5 or half as big as what the demand was. Now it's oversubscribed because of the demand that's there.
Lack of forward planning that, as I am CEO, Adam Harris has talked about, but he says by successive governments, and that's why we're in the situation we're in today. So you say we need way more schools than we've planned. Is there a budget there for that? Is the political will there for that?
Well, I think the political will is there. I genuinely believe that the political will is there. And I've talked to colleagues across government since my appointment, and they are all, how do we get to where we want to in the fastest possible time? Yes, obviously, like, there isn't an endless pot of money in any country. But if we are to prioritise, if we are to make a meaningful change on the lives of people with kids with disabilities, make sure that they have the best possible education to them, we owe it to them to make sure that we identify now where the challenges are and that we at speed. A lot of talk has happened over the last while, you know, where decisions are made by politicians and policymakers, but the result of those decisions aren't affected for 3, 4, or 5 years. We can't wait that length of time. We have to make decisions and we have to get places for kids.
I know we do, right? And I can hear that you are obviously very passionate about this and this is something that you really want to make a difference to. But for the parents out there who are listening, they've heard it all before. They heard it from Taoiseach, or then Taoiseach Simon Harris, last July when he said, and I'll quote, he could say with a degree of confidence that every child will have a school place in September. And last September, over 100 children didn't have a school place.
Yeah, I, there's no doubt about it. The man was as genuine as could be in trying to make sure that that was the case. But the role that I have got now is to try and make that happen. Okay. And all I can do is that I will certainly work day and night to try and do that, because it is so important. It is at the root of, you know, our common decency to make sure that we do right by vulnerable people.
Okay.
And
these people. What I'm hearing from you then is your main focus is going to be to fight for a budget to greatly increase the amount of special educational needs schools that we have in this country, or services.
Services. Schools are one thing, but
classes in mainstream schools.
In mainstream schools, you know, and where the challenges are, you know, kids are travelling maybe half an hour. Some places they're travelling over an hour in the morning in buses. That's not right for kids with additional needs. And also that there is a huge challenge at second level when kids are coming from primary school into second level, that we need to we need to make sure that parents have the certainty early on that they are not, and that, you know, believe you me, I have met the parents at the school gate in June when they didn't know where their kid was going in September. How challenging is that?
Yeah.
And I hope that I can make a difference.
All right. I just want, before I let you go, Minister, I want to ask you about the storm, because you suggested today that all sporting clubs and utilities should be equipped with generators for future storms. I think there's a lot of people in rural Ireland, some of whom who don't have their electricity back yet, who would agree with you. But who's going to pay for it?
Well, I think that we, you know, the way sporting organisations, particularly in the West, you know, stepped up to the plate. But I think that we have to ensure, you know, there's grants and money made available to sporting organisations from the state on a yearly basis. And I think that should be something that should be looked after and should be part of, because if the information that we're getting is that we're going to have more of these storms, we have to equip ourselves with it. I think, you know, there was awful planning guidelines in relation to removing the fireplaces from homes and all of that. It should be ensured that when houses are being built now, that there is, it is wired for a generator, that if the, in the event of power being out for a considerable amount of time, that there is an alternative, because many
And grants from government to pay for the generators?
Well, I suppose, first of all, we should get them wired, and it should be part of the planning process to make sure that that infrastructure is there. Because in some instances, some of the utilities that we had, you know, when they were trying to hook up to generators, the first thing they had to do was to get them wired for generators. We should make sure that we have, like, to prepare ourselves for storms into the future, we have to take lessons from the shortcomings of the past.
All right, we'll check in again with you, Minister, perhaps in a couple of weeks or a couple of months' time to see how that plan is going. But thank you very much for joining us to talk us through what you are planning. That's Minister of State with Special Responsibility for Special Education. That's Michael Moynihan.